Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 13th day of the month. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to dive in to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Today is day 642, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Steiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Steiner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Kaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both in Hebrew as well as then in English. And then Rabbi Steiner will lead us on the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for those who are held captive, the Mishnah Berach for the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach of Fulim, where Rabbi Steiner will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Steiner.
Good afternoon, everyone. This week's Torah portion is the beautiful prophecy of Bilam about Am Yisrael. And the most remarkable story, of course, is the story of the donkey opening up its mouth. And after Bilam had struck the donkey three times and saying to Bilam, why did you strike me? I'm your faithful, loyal donkey. And suddenly Hashem opens the eyes of Bilam and he sees an angel in his path. And once again, the angel reiterates the message to Bilam by telling him, you can go with these people, but you can only say what Hashem allows you to say about the Jewish people. Lechem anashim eila, but only asher adaber elecha, whatever I speak to you, what Hashem speaks to you, you will be able to speak. And this is quite a remarkable story, especially if you realize that in Pirkei Avot, the Mishnah famously tells us that the mouth of this donkey was already created ben hashmashas. Right before Shabbos, in the last minutes of creation, Hashem created this ability in the donkey to speak, to challenge Bilam as he's going to curse the Jewish nation. And we know that Hashem doesn't make miracles in vain, and the question is, Hashem already told Bilam at the beginning of the parasha not to go with them, and when he asked the second time because he wanted the honor of the gold and the silver and the kavod, he says, you can go, but you could only say what I allow you to say. So Hashem already told Bilam the condition of his going. Why was there a need for the donkey to open its mouth and miraculously speak to Bilam and tell him once again that you can go, but you can only speak what I allow you to speak? And furthermore, how could it possibly be that a donkey is able to see what Bilam HaRasha couldn't see? After all, Chazal tell us that Bilam was the equivalent to Moshe Rabbeinu for the Gentiles as a prophet. So how could it be a man of his stature couldn't see the angel with the sword, which even his donkey was able to see? And furthermore, we all know that the last minutes before Shabbos are used for the most important things. Nobody goes to book an airline ticket, Ben Hashmashas, right before Shabbos. Nobody goes out to water their garden right before Shabbos. You do the most essential things that have to get done right before Shabbos. Hashem not only created this miracle that the donkey could speak, but he did it in the Bein HaShemashes, the last minutes before Shabbos, the last moment, showing that this is such a critical, essential creation. What is so important? Why was it even necessary? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out something beautiful in the Parsha. He says, if you look at the Parsha from the very beginning, the word used to describe Hashem time and again is Elohim. Every time Bilam speaks to Hashem, the word Elohim is used. But suddenly, when it comes to the story of the donkey, the description of Hashem changes. The pasuk says, in chapter 22, verse 23, Vayichar af Elokim, once again using the word Elokim, the anger of Elokim was upon Bilam ki holachu, because he's going. And then Vayishyatsev Malach Hashem, the Malach of Hashem, Yud Hei Vav Kei, stood in his path. And throughout the entire story of the donkey speaking to the stopping on the road, banging his foot against the wall, and then the communication between Bilam and the Malach Hashem, the name Hashem is used 12 times throughout the story, time and again. Vayiftach Hashem es pi asen, yudke bavke, Hashem opens the mouth of the asen, vayigal Hashem es eini Bilam, Hashem opens the eyes of Bilam, the Malach Hashem, even in the first verse, it starts with Elohim and switches to Hashem. And the Rebbe says, why is it that suddenly in this story we find the Shem Hashem versus the Shem Elokim? And the Rebbe says, we know that in the beginning of creation, Rashi tells us in Bereishis that Shem Elokim is Midas Hadin, the name of judgment. But Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is Shem Midas Haracham, in mercy and compassion. And that is why Hashem created the mouth of the donkey, to teach us a very powerful lesson, that even when you're dealing with a Gentile, any human being who's a wicked person, who wants to destroy the Jewish people, who is looking for money and looking for kavod, yet Hashem has midas harachamim and says, let me try to save him one last time. Let me try one more time before he self-destructs and he follows his taiva to curse the Jews to get money and honor and brings about his demise, as we know that Bilam was killed by the sword ultimately. Let me try to save him one more time. And therefore he creates a miraculous speaking donkey thousands of years in advance for this non-Jewish prophet who's going to try to harm the Jewish people, to give him one last chance to do teshuvah. And that's why it's not the Shem Elokim, but the Shem Havaya, Shem Hashem, because it's showing that Hashem could have dealt with Bilam as a Russian and said he deserves to be punished. Midas Hadin, let him go to his own demise. But Hashem says, no, I'm also a father. I'm also Shem Hashem, Midas Harachim. I created every human being, and therefore I have Rachmanis. Like a father, will do anything to save his child. He'll go create the most miraculous circumstances to rescue his child before they, God forbid, do something that will harm themselves. And that's the message of Hashem shows such Rachmanis. For a wicked person like Bilam, how much more we have to show rachamim for every human being, and surely for our fellow Jews to help and save another Jew, whatever it takes, even if it's the most unusual circumstances that we have to create, even supernatural, like speaking donkeys, anything to save another person from doing something that will bring harm to themselves. There's a story told about the famous educator, Rabbi David Trenk of blessed memory, that one time on a Friday night, one of his students broke into his office and stole the car and went to watch a movie in the local movie theater. And when Rabbi David Trenk heard this, he put on his coat and his boots on a winter night and he walked a few miles to this movie theater. And he went, he got permission to go into the theater and found the boy in the dark theater. And when he saw the boy, he went up and sat down next to him. And the boy was shocked to see his Rosh Hashiva sitting next to him in a movie theater on Friday night. Rabbi David Trenk said, I just came to tell you that the popcorn here is not kosher, so don't eat the popcorn. A good Shabbos. And he left the theater. And the boy came running after Rabbi David and said, I want to walk back to yeshiva with you. And they walked back from 2 miles, and Rabbi David Trenk didn't say anything. They just sang Shabbos Negunim on the way home. And the boy said, never again was I ever mechal Shabbos in my life after he showed me such love. And that's the Midas Hashem that we all have to show to one another. Kal v'chomer Hashem showed it to Bilam HaRasha. Tilim Kapitul Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adinai B'yayin Tzala Yisagevcha Hashem Elehe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrucha Mikoydesh Umitziyon Yisadecha Yisgar Kol Min Chayfecha Ve'elozcha Yedash Naselo Yitin l'cha kilvavecha, b'chalatzotcha yimalei, miramina b'shuasecha, u'b'shem eleinu nidgol, yimalei adinoi, kol mishaloi secha. Ata yodati, ki yeshia adonai meshichoi, yaneo mishmei kochoi, v'gvureis yesha yiminoi. Eile v'recha v'eile basusim,
V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nasker, hey makarov v'nafalu. V'anachnu kamnu v'nesoido Adonai Heshia Hamelach Yaneinu v'yem kareinu. Psalm 23. Mizmar leDavid Adonai Roi lo yechzor b'nei zeshi arbitzeini. Amei menuchoi sinahalini nafshi yishoivev yancheini v'magli tzedek l'man shemoi. Gam ki elof v'geit salmoves, lo irara ki ato imodi, shiftucho mishantecho, heimo yinachamuni, parech lefone shulcho, neges ayderoi, vishanta v'ashemen roishi, koisi revoyo, achtoi v'chesed, yedufuni kol yimei chayoi, v'shafti bereis adinoi, lo irech yomim. Psalm 121. Shir l'amaloi, sesoi nayalorim, yayin yovo yezri, ezri mimadinoi, oisei shemayim v'oret, al yitein lamoit raglecho yonum shemrecho, hinei loyonum v'lo yishon shemer yisrael, adinoi shemrecho, adinoi tzulcho, yad yiminecho, yoyim b'mashemesh liyakeko, v'yoreach baloi lo, adinoi yishmorcho mikol ra, yishmeres nafshecho, adinoi yishmoteifcho v'yecho, Me'atav yad elom, Psalm 130, Shir ha-malois, Mimamakim karasich adinoi, Adinoi shema b'koili, Tiyenaz necha kashuvois, L'kol tachanunoi, Imavoinoi, Tishmeya, Adinoi mi'amoi, Kimcho aslicho l'man, Tivorei, Kibisi adinoi, Kipsa nafshi, V'lidvoroi, Hecholti nafshi, L'adinoi, Mishemrim l'boiker, Shemrim l'boiker, Yachel, Yisrael Adinoi Kimadim Yachesed Arbei Imoi Fedus Hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avei Nesov Psalm 142 Maskel David B'yesei B'mores Tefilo Koil Yal Adinoi Ezo Koil Yal Adinoi Yishanon Eshbech Lefonov Sichi Tarachti Lefonov Agid B'safif Olai Ruchi V'ati Yedati Nisivosi B'erech Zua Halech Tomlu Pachli Habeit Yaminu Re'ei Ve'en Li Maker Ovid Monis Mimeni In Deirish Lenafshi, Zaakti Lach Adinoi, Amarti, Ata Machsvichel, Ki Beret HaChayim, Hakshiv Elvinasi, Ki Dolesi Miyoid, Hatsilini Mirois, Veki Omtu Mimeni, Haitzi Mimazga Nafshi, Lohede, Seshemecho, Ki Piyachtiru Tzadikim, Ki Sigmoy Loloi. Achenu Kobes Yisrael, Hanesunim Matzora Vashivyo, Indim Bein Beyamu Bein Bayabasha, Hamokim Yirachim Aleim, V'yetziye mitzara l'ruvacho, mi'afeila l'yeira, mi'shibud l'gaula, hasta b'agola v'zman kariv, v'neymar amnein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say amen. Mishabeirach aviseinu Avram Yitzchok Yaakov hu yivorech yizchayelei tzvagano l'Yisrael v'anshei kreches habitachoyin ha'in zama mishmar arceinu v'yare aleinu migvul halvonoin v'abdebar mitzrayim min ha'yom agadol ad lovay rava b'chol makim shehim b'yibosha b'avir v'ayom yitein adinei yisevinu akamim aleinu nigafim lifneim ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatsu yizchayeleinu mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol nega machla v'yishadracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asi yideim Yad v'esenein v'tachteim v'yadrein v'kesi yishua v'teres mitzachoin v'yikuin v'makosav ki adinei l'heichem ha'ilechim achem v'ilachem lachem v'meyvichem v'yishi yaschem v'neymar amen. Mishaberach v'esein ha'avrim yisro v'yakev yisro v'meisho v'aren dovod ha'shloimu v'yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva ha'gano l'yisrael u'shvuyov es kol achin ha'nesunim b'tzor v'shivya b'avur shukol ha'kol ha'kodesh hazeh v'spavol b'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimarachem Aleihem, Yetziyem Yechayshel V'Tzomaves, Umeiseim, Umeiseim, Yenatek, Umeitzkeiseim, Yishiyem, Yishiv Meir Alchek Mishvachayseim, Yoygul Adonai Chazdei, V'Nesloysel Bnei Adam, Yikuyim Ben Mikra Shekoste, V'Taduye Adonai Yishuvu Nabo Yetziyem Berino, V'Simcha V'Elam Aleishem, Sosin, V'Simcha Yasigu, V'Natu Yogim V'Nacha, V'Neymar, Amen. Mishaberach Aviseinu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov Mish, Ba'aren David Shleim Hu Yivarech Es Acholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalarachmim Aleim Lachlimam Apaisam Lachazikam Lachayisam Yishachon Mehera Rafu Shalem in Hashemayim Lachol Ivareim Lachol Gideim B'Seishar Chelbi Yisrael Rafu HaNefesh U'Rafu HaGuf Hashtab HaGolah B'Zman Koriv V'Neymar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.